Episode of Sleeper Wire Shorts. I am your host on this one, Steven Speccaritelli, and I am continuing my run on rookies. And if you guys have been following a lot of the short episodes that I've been doing recently, I've been giving you players to target in your rookie drafts that are outside the first round as much as possible. I talked about a couple guys that are kind of falling in the window of, like, you know, very end of the first round, very, very beginning of the second round. So I've been staying away from the more obvious guys. And the one that I want to talk about today is Denzel Mims. You know, he was a player that was making a name for himself even more, like, before and during the combine, and became even more of an interesting dynasty target when he was taken by the New York Jets, number 59 overall in the 2020 draft. I mean, Mims is another wide receiver that has good size, standing 6'3" at 207 pounds, and he ran a blazing 4.38 40. I mean, that's pretty fast, and he has a 38.5-inch vertical to put with that 6'3" frame, so that's pretty solid. He put up really good numbers during his time with Baylor. His sophomore through senior year, he had just over 2,900 yards on 182 receptions with 28 touchdowns. 12 of those 28 touchdowns came in his senior year. He's a long stride wide receiver who has the speed to beat stack coverages, has a good stutter and go move, and really does have good sideline awareness for some of those toe tap catches. You know, he tracks the ball well, the guy can climb the ladder, and he's going to win contested catches. And he does well with catching balls off of his back hip without breaking stride, too. So, you know, if you can hit a big guy like that in stride with that kind of speed, that's always a good thing. You know, Mims is another one that I'm looking at that is a guy that has immediate opportunity and upside on a Jets team that really has Breshad Perriman and Jamison Crowder as their best receiving options. You know, we'll see what happens at the tight end position this year. I know there was the whole situation with Chris Herndon last year, and then Ryan Griffin was kind of a, you know, a little bit of a fantasy darling last year. So I guess we'll see what happens in that regard. But there's just no real standout guy, in my opinion, in that offense. So I really see the immediate opportunity and upside, like I said. And he does have, you know, a very promising young quarterback in Sam Darnold. And he's a guy that in a lot of dynasty leagues, especially in Superflex, that if I don't have him, I've actually been trading for him, because my only real issue with Mims and pretty much anybody else with the New York Jets is the fact that Adam Gase is the head coach there. I'm not a huge fan of him. I don't think he really utilizes players the way that he should. And just the whole scenario with him, you know, the guy's kind of a goofball, in my opinion. So it just doesn't really make me feel comfortable, a lot of Jets players. You know, so don't hold that against Mims, since it usually takes, you know, 2 to 3 seasons before you truly see a wide receiver breakout. And I will be shocked if Adam Gase is the head coach for the New York Jets after the 2021 season, at the latest, in my personal opinion. But, you know, he's another one that I'm seeing getting drafted early to mid second round of your dynasty rookie draft. So definitely another situation to where you can draft one of the 5 stud running backs in this class, or get Burrow or Tua if it's super flex, if you're in the top 5 there, and still land a very promising wide receiver in the second round. So make sure you keep Mims on your draft board, and also make sure that you go on Twitter and you follow the Sleeper Wire Show at the Sleeper Wire Show. You follow myself at SPAC21, that's SSPAC21, that's at Twitter and Instagram. And go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever it is that you enjoy your podcast episodes, and make sure you're subscribed there. Drop a comment, whether you like or dislike what we're doing. You know, we want to continue with what we're doing, or how can we improve to help your fantasy games out, and in the dynasty world as well. So make sure you're subscribed to those so you don't miss out on anything. So until the next time you hear my voice, I'll take it easy.